This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy yes. Wednesday, the calm before the storm out there.
I know.
Like, now we're talking 6 inches?
Yep.
Wow. But so. Like 40 this weekend?
Yeah, isn't it? Or yeah. At least so, by Christmas or something like that?
And the yards are going to look great. That snow, that little covering, yeah. It's going to look awesome with the lights and everything.
I agree. And I totally agree.
I know you're picking up your daughter on Friday, and I'm picking up my daughter and granddaughter at the airport on Friday, and you know, they're Nashville people, so they don't really see snow. She'll get a big kick out of this. I mean, she's only two, so she'll have a lot of fun.
Let me ask you something. You've got grandkids.
I do.
You know, you try to buy gifts, and you just, you know, we're giving our granddaughters cash. What do you think of that? Oh, boy, here we go.
I don't know that cash Christmas. Whatever. You're the grandpa.
I'm going to give them like $520. We're going to give them like $520 bills each.
Yeah, that's...
Because, okay, when they were here, when they stayed here, my two granddaughters stayed with me this summer.
Yeah.
For a weekend. And the greatest thing for them to do was I'd give them $5 each and they'd come down to the market.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because there's their own money and they'd, you know... This is that much, and they love that. And I think that's part of it with kids like that, letting them understand money when they've got it, and they're allowed to spend it.
Yeah.
And maybe you take one of those 20s, and you do a little, like, shopping event with them, take them out, say,
take
hey,
them
you
off.
Know,
yeah.
And then
take
yeah.
one of those 20s and have them drop it off at a homeless shelter or something and say, look, that's part of what we do.
You know, that's actually a really good idea. That you know, actually is.
Take or have them come over and serve a meal with us.
They're not going to do it, but that is a really good idea.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I never know what to buy kids.
But I don't know, cash, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, I think that experience back to that. Like yesterday, I made pizzas, froze them because I don't, maybe it'll be, it's kind of fun to make them, kind of fun not. But, you know, of course, my kids have different tastes, so I had to make vegetarian and, you know, of course, the meat lovers for me and Nico and Robbie. But we're just going to have a lot of home time, play games, do a puzzle.
You know, so that's great. Know. That's neat.
I don't know that shopping is. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff to do. I want to get out to the botanical gardens again. I mean, I really enjoyed that Sunday night.
I'll bet.
And that was a lot of fun, and the weather was great. And if it warms up, you know, I don't know if they're open on, we might go on Monday. You know, during the game, because there's no line. You know, Green Bay. And everybody's
I will
be at
say this though. I will say this: if we get some snow Monday night, that's going to be magical.
Well,
as far
fun.
As Lambeau Field, the snow and the snow globe thing, that's going to be a pretty cool event Monday night.
Yeah, that's going to be. Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I mean, it's going to be a fun weekend. So.
Do you do the big cooking thing like on Christmas Day? I mean, we all grew up, Todd, I'm sure you did too. You all grew up with a big turkey on Christmas Day, right?
And goose.
Ham.
Goose.
It was goose.
Peking duck.
Yeah.
Did you have goose?
Yeah, my parents would shoot geese and it would be a big goose.
That's the Tiny Tim thing. I mean, that is really what they talk about, you know, Christmas goose.
My mom.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, it was so
I've only had it once, and I didn't like it.
No.
But you got to, I mean, who was I talking? Oh, two of the gentlemen I interviewed for my Vietnam book. That actually was on election day. I'll tell you when it was. And he was telling me, he's huge. It's basically all he eats. And he's got a place in, like, Green Lake where the fish are just phenomenal because it's so cold. But he almost exclusively eats wild game. And he said, you know, people... If you're going to cook wild game, I mean, there's some sweat equity.
It's got
like days of marinating it, doing whatever, and, you know, just taking the best cuts.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, my mom wasn't really good at that. She just threw it in an oven and prayed to Jesus.
Dear baby, dear 7-pound, 2-ounce baby Jesus. You know, my mom's, she'd tell it every year at Christmas. It was a really, really sad story. They had raised this goose all year to have for their Christmas dinner, and somebody stole it the night before Christmas. Isn't that something? How could you possibly do that?
Right.
That was going to be their.
Oh, you read about those other, but you know, these Salvation Army buckets, you know, taking those, and it's like, come on.
How is that possible?
That's
Michael says a wad of cash is king, my friends. Thank you, Michael.
You know, I grew up in that school, cash is king, but I don't.
I mean, did your mom go out and buy 11 Christmas gifts, 11 separate Christmas gifts every year?
Well, we got more than one gift.
No, but I mean, for me, okay, yeah, for 11 separate people.
Yeah, she did. We should see our tree.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. No. She worked hard at that. My dad
was your
Christmas.
Tree the one that's at your plaza now outside there, the huge, like, 50-footer? Was that, like, your tree growing up?
No, we went and bought a tree and just cut it down. It was just, it's just what Christmas should be. So I think it's a cool time of year, and I just want to get the stress out of it. You know, that's why, like, we were talking off air. There's certain things I'm not going to do because they're stressful. Certain family members, maybe not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, look, we're not going to do that. I mean, don't send them a card.
Why bring it on?
Right. There's enough, you know.
I got a couple of Christmas cards in my box here for both of us. I miss getting Christmas cards.
Mm. I get a ton of them.
I miss getting Christmas cards.
I love, and I'm into the pictures. I just really like to see kids growing up. And then I do like when they put I don't like the letters, but I like when they take, like, all right, you'll get a card from me. It's just on the card, you know, one or two sentences of each, where they're living, what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's like, okay, that's great. Who's pregnant?
No, I don't mean to laugh.
Mary. That's Mary.
No, I'm
that's
just
Mary.
Laughing because that one aunt of mine, a great aunt, she did one year. And it was so cute. Just you tell it was hand type and mistake, you know, and it'd be X out and everything. And it's just, and so-and-so's name. And then the one part was, we're not sure about Cousin Rico, pending the outcome of his trial.
That's great when they.
But I just love that term. Yeah. Pending the outcome of his trial.
Dude, I'm telling you, you have to get that stuff together. Yeah. You've got to write a book, and then you've got to have pictures of that stuff in your book.
I'll bring this in. I'll bring it in. But it was. But get this. They lived, like, some of the family lived in, like, New Zealand. No, they left Italy because it was poor and everything. And it was like for, like, the attempted kidnapping of the prime minister. And I'm not kidding about this. I'll find it. I'll dig it out. Maybe Dom has it.
Wow.
Your family was real.
That's
they were real.
But then it goes, and then
that can make the
but
letter.
But then the next was like, Auntie Josephine is doing fine in Michigan.
Skips it like it's just one of the
like
sentence.
Nothing. Just, yeah. But I just love her term.
That's awesome.
Pending the outcome of his trial.
Usually those letters are a
you
little
think
fluff.
Skip but that
I'm,
one.
Glad, yeah, I'm glad she is totally full disclosure. That's great. Those are good letters.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I gotta find that.
I enjoy reading.
Got this one. Did John's grandma send cards when she was in the clink? I don't know. I'd like to find out. Maybe.
I think they let you do that.
You know, she did not have a problem in prison.
No?
No. When Dom and I met with my aunt, my last remaining aunt, she said, Grandma Nona said, life in prison was easier than life at home. Isn't that something?
You know, that though, you hear that once in a while, right? It's, you're going to
I mean, her husband was disabled, got crippled up in the mind, as they used to say, couldn't walk, couldn't work, you know? So, those people back in those days, that was a different world, man. It wasn't Little House on the Prairie where Pa goes out to the barn with an axe and comes back with a dinette set.
Oh, man, no, not at all.
Yeah. So, I got to admit something, though. I always loved that show.
Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
And I was watching some stuff over the weekend about how the woman who played... who's the shopkeeper, the woman?
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Olson.
Mrs. Olson. How, like, everybody just loved her. She was like the mama on the set for all the kids. They loved her so much, and her personality and her character was so different from who she was. Yeah.
Well, you know, I did that thing, I want to say 2 years in a row at Heritage Hill with Nellie.
Yep.
The character.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, she didn't have good things to say about the oldest sister. Remember
Mary?
The one who, who then went?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was great, though. Wasn't she very friendly?
Did Who's you that?
She was Nellie? Okay.
Oh, you just okay. My mother-in-law was a big fan of hers, and so I took her there and met Nellie, and she was super nice to her, took pictures and stuff.
That was when I was working in Twin Falls, Idaho, when that show was like winding up, yeah. And that was so popular. It was like the number one. It was like unbelievable. Oh, yeah. And I'll never forget, our promotions person did a promo, you know, about, and on Thursday night, don't miss, you know, this episode of Little House on the Prairie. It's one you'll never forget. See what happens to Blind Mary's baby. That was the promo. He's the reason he was working at Twin Falls, I know. Boy, speaking of the media, though, did you see that lady, 33 years in Wausau? Boom.
Gone.
Done. Out the door.
That's the company that laid off their entire team out on the west side of the state.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Radio, TV?
TV. Well, 33 years.
Yeah. Is it AOW Channel 9, I think?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Just boom, out of the blue. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
what's going on in this business?
Yeah.
Just like when the guy stopped me here in the corridor coming in, he goes, hey, I'm looking for work. Hey, work. I said, I'm not sure broadcasting is the field you want to go into right now.
No.
I don't think it's the growing pie.
I don't think so either. I think we're dinosaurs sitting here behind a mic and doing our thing. Boy, we got a fun show today. Well, I don't know if it'd be fun, but we got a good show today. We got some great stuff coming up.
Yeah.
But we've got a gentleman, we talked about this a lot, Tom Drzewicki. A good friend of mine, Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. We got to talk about that. We've talked about it before. Just what to look out for. You know, Sarah says Nellie's book is hilarious.
Huh.
I think she really comes out with some stuff in that book. Yeah. And then you got some stuff you want to do, right?
Well, just the GB's playing today.
Yep.
And they're
matinee.
There's a matinee at 11 o'clock today at the Rush Center. And we got a couple tickets here. Good seats. Row D, fourth row up. You've sat in those seats.
You know what?
I've sat in those seats.
Oh, they're great seats. You know what? You know something I invented that's pretty good? I've just been stuffy. You know, just I think my thing's dry. You know, you just kind of, okay. A hot Tang with a Hall's cough drop dropped in.
Okay. Sounds like Theraflu in a way, but
yeah. That's what I mean, but it's free.
Why is it free?
Well, I mean, except for the Tang. And by the way, your party the other night.
Hey, at the party the other night.
At the party the other night, he goes, yeah, I had to buy the special for Mino. Mino's a prima donna. I had to buy the Tang for him. $7.
And then
$7.
John goes, they're 2 for $7.
I go, they're
where?
2 for $7, Jim.
Where? I didn't pay. No, they're not. That's putting the price on that thing. It's $7. No, anyway.
This. A quick survey. Listeners with incarcerated family members. I had an uncle who did time for identity theft before it was friendly. I stole a dead guy's social security number, arrested at work with a social security card in his wallet.
Really?
Well, wow. Might not be the smartest.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay, then. But we got Tom coming on, Bayside Ice and Marine Recovery. Daryl Burnett from the Auto Gallery talking about, of course, Christmas stories, phenomenal. 1937 car, they got the exact same thing down there. Noel Halverson, President, NeighborWorks Green Bay. Terry Barr, our own slice of Wisconsin, back after this.
Snow is snowing.
Your eyes are soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I'll bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling. Let's roast
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. I say this every time.
Yeah.
Maybe the smoothest voice.
Oh, yeah. Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Just smooth.
That's awesome.
I've seen video of the recording of this song. Jeff Lynne is, from Yellow. He produced it and stuff like that.
Wow.
And it was literally an old piano in a garage that they used for the doon anything. I mean, it was just amazing what they did.
Is he blind or was he blind? What was
I don't think he was
that?
blind, but he had
bad eyesight, right?
Really, really bad eyesight. Like when he walked out on stage, they helped him.
You ever do it here?
Get the mic. Yeah, he was here.
Oh, no kidding. And that must have been a great concert.
He has got that crying.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, he's really, really good. That's the music. Backup is so. His voice is really, really good.
Seemed like a really private guy too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He died, right?
He's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
it was kind of cool. So he was part of the Traveling Wilburys, which
right?
is one of my favorite super groups.
Greatest Harmony, I don't even know what harmony is, but it seemed like great harmony. Didn't it? Was that harmony? Is that what you call that?
I don't know who's
Traveling Wilburys? Oh, you don't remember them?
No. So it was Jeff Lynne from ELO. It was Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, the guy from the Beatles.
George Harrison?
George Harrison, right? Bob Dylan was in the group.
I mean, just and, I mean, legends decided, hey.
Wow. And this video is so cool because they recorded this song and it became a hit. And then right. they had to do a video. Well, Roy had passed away.
Oh,
so when they
wow.
get to his part in the song where he's singing, they're on a train, like in a caboose kind
yeah.
of thing. They just show his rocking chair there with his guitar.
No kidding.
Cool. It's really, really cool.
Wow.
I love this group.
Me too. Yeah. I totally agree. I liked, who was the other one? The Highwaymen.
Oh, yeah.
When they got together.
Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson
yeah.
and Willie and Waylon.
That was fantastic. And love those, when those groups come together like yeah. that to form something new.
Legends.
So anyway, I spent 3 hours yesterday
mm-hmm.
watching the Rogers thing. Enigma. Okay? It doesn't need to be that long. I mean, it doesn't need to be that long. And it's just they try to cover so much that they don't cover anything in depth. Okay? It just scratches the surface on so many things. Okay, like his family situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, the only thing he talked about, he didn't talk about his mom or dad or anything like that, you know, being estranged from them. All he talked about was his brother, who he really can't stand. He's the one that went on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And he talked about how, you know, he only went on The Bachelor to become famous. And he goes, that's his words, not mine. And then the thing he was really ticked off about was when The Bachelor, the producers, tried to make it seem like he was stiffing everybody. So when they had the family dinner, like at their house, okay, they took the shot where there's, you know, this couple and mom and dad and I don't know, another brother or something here. And then two empty chairs, really prominent, like Aaron wasn't there. Oh. He's like, it was during the season. I wasn't going to go during the season. I wasn't asked. The guy wasn't whatever, whatever. They made me look. So that's the only thing he kind of went off on with his family. Didn't touch on the other aspects of it. Didn't spend nearly as much time talking about the vax thing as I thought he would, because
yeah.
that was such a big issue with him. But he did admit in the show, he did say Robert Kennedy Jr. offered him the vice president candidacy position. So it just kind of goes all over.
Who sponsored? Who advertised? Like, who cares? I wouldn't watch that.
And then the part in, I mean, he's out there with that other stuff,
right?
I mean, way out there in Costa Rica and all the, he's out there. He's out there. Yeah. And I actually fast-forwarded through a bunch of that part of it.
Yeah.
Where he's down there chanting and going into the sweat box and doing whatever.
I saw some of the previous fans. Like, I would watch Paint Dry.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, we're talking about what our next move is, you know, our careers.
Right.
This?
Yeah, brush up on that.
I know,
guys.
We're working on it. This?
Dust off the old resume.
Can't
use you for a reference.
These ambassadorships are like, that's the
bomb. I know, right?
Herschel Walker. To the Bahamas.
Oh, my God.
How would you like to be the ambassador? There's a new casino coming up here, boys. Come on over and look. You know, the ambassador to the Bahamas Commonwealth. That's a good gig. And where they live. And the staff they have there, that, I mean, some of those countries you don't, if there's conflict, but I mean,
I don't think we got a big issue with Bahamians trying to sneak into our country, do we? I think they're like, man.
Anybody who comes to visit is kind of there on vacation,
that's
right?
What I mean,
the senators come down.
Who's going to leave the Bahamas?
Isn't that where we should cut some of our spending?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, so I'm not new to this, but they will argue that that's such a small percent, and they don't believe pennies make dollars. You know, it's just the,
who are you talking about?
Government.
Oh.
They're just like, let it alone. It's such a small thing, and it's a good gig because everybody.
I would like to be an ambassador,
and it's a good thing if you go down there and visit. You know, and you go over to the embassy. They take really, really, really good care of you too. So.
Feels like they want to keep the stuff that they enjoy.
Right. And that is absolutely.
No term limits. You know, all the money.
And those are things that both sides enjoy. I mean, that's not a Republican Democrat thing. That is like the best dinner and the best, you know, it's awesome.
There's still something fishy about that one lady that used to be on Fox, and she was Kimberly Goyle, or what her name is, and she got like ambassador to Greece. And the rumor is that her and Trump's son just broke up, and I could see him going, Dad, Send her as far away as possible.
Get her out of here. But, oh, I don't know. And, right, Barrett's in Ireland, right? Is that
I'm not
Tom
sure.
Barrett? That'd be a great.
Well, Mark
great,
Green?
Right. Mark Green is in Tanzania. And, man.
Where could I go?
I mean, there's a lot of.
Who could I talk to about becoming an ambassador?
What about Italy?
We're good with Italy.
I'd be great in Italy.
We're good with them.
We're good. Okay. I mean, we got one over there already. Somebody.
Well, sure, but you know, the president can up the game. I mean, that's just nothing, but that's a political appointment. You got to be confirmed. I will say that. You got to confirm it.
Yeah, that'll be tough. It's always a catch.
That'll be tough, Mino.
There's always that catch.
Your background will come out.
Yeah,
I could see you as an ambassador.
I'd
someplace.
Love it. I would absolutely love that job.
You know, I mean, I could see you as an ambassador. I'm not even lying.
Poland?
Nope.
What? Germany? No.
Nope. The Vatican.
Yeah, that's its own country. Yeah,
don't no. you?
Well, there's a lot of people that'd be better than me, but yeah.
But I mean, that's your fun. Shtick. You I'd love know it. All about that stuff. I think you'd be great for the Vatican ambassador.
And the people would come over would just your tour guide. I mean, they show you around. Yeah. You do a little business. Okay, can we do business together? And you know, we good. You know, it's like no yeah. war.
You don't think you're going to war anytime soon with
no,
them?
No, right.
Here's my good friend Francis. Right. Come on over and meet.
Fred, come here. I got a guy here from Green Bay. Come here.
And you always see Pope Francis just kind of shaking his head. You
know, that's still bothering me, though, who the Pope
made the sandwich for. There was a story about Pope Francis making a sandwich for somebody, but that's recent, within the last couple of years.
No, this is when the guy was like in the set, like a young priest.
Gotcha.
And he was working at the thing, and it's somebody amazingly famous. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Pretty pencils to write, I love you.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Madison police say they've moved on to the investigation phase into Monday's school shooting. Savannah Tomei Olson continues to cover the story for us.
In a press conference, they also offered a big correction, saying it was a second grade teacher who called 911, not a second grade student. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize, and I clarify that today.
Meanwhile, rumors are running rampant on social media, and the big question is why? That's what authorities are working on right now.
Identifying a motive is our top priority. But at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors. Again, we cannot share that information at this time because we do not want to jeopardize the investigation and those who are currently cooperating with us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A Madison nonprofit is raising money to support the Christian school at the center of Monday's tragic shooting. The United Way of Dane County is spearheading the fundraiser for the Abundant Life Christian School community. It launched Tuesday morning. The CEO of the Dane County United Way says it's our responsibility as a community to help Madison recover, and every dollar counts. The school's principal says they're overwhelmed by the support and that they'll create a transparent process to distribute the money once they figure out where it will be most helpful. 100% of the money raised will go to the school. We have a link to the fundraiser at civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News.
All right, don't forget, coming up this morning after 7 o'clock, your chance to play with the Grown-Up Gift List with Civic Media in the statewide contest. Later on after 7 o'clock, John and Jim will give you today's keyword. You text that in on your Civic Media app, so download that right now, and that'll give you a shot at an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and also one of the grand prizes, which you can see at civicmedia.us. That is coming up this morning after 7 o'clock with Mino and the mayor, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, but between now and 7, you can win two tickets. GB Phoenix, they're playing, they're doing all right, right? That Roy's back. You following that at all? No. There's a game today at 11 o'clock. So if you want to text in before we go to our keyword at 7, just text in UWGB. Should we do that?
Let's do that. Text UWGB if you'd like the tickets.
It's 11 o'clock today, though. It's at the Rush Arena. Great seats, and we have two tickets here that we're going to give away to the first person to text in UWGB.
They had a phenomenal start to their game at Santa Barbara. They led by 14. Or excuse me, they led by 4 the other night. Ended up getting beat by like 14 or 15. You know. But yeah, they had a lead at halftime out at Santa Barbara, which was probably their best half of the season. It's just tough. You got, I mean, you know, 90% of these kids didn't know each other 3 months ago.
Right.
You know, and the coach didn't know anybody and everything. It's always tough when you start out. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your pedigree is. It's always hard getting a program restarted.
It is. Now, they're playing Michigan Tech. I don't know how they are, but they do pretty well, though, at home.
Huskies play good basketball up there. I don't know. That's one of the things. You know, Northern Michigan in Marquette, where, I mean, Sala, you know, the Jets coach, he played and coached there. Matt LaFleur coached there.
Right.
I mean, just legendary people that have gone through there coaching-wise and everything. And they got this beautiful facility. Have you ever seen the Upper Dome?
No.
It's the world's biggest all-wood structure. I mean, it's really something.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And the UP is the world's largest wooden structure?
Yeah. What? Look it up. Look it up.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. You think they would, you know, they talk about when you run a city that you need to have something that is not only make your city proud, but it's got national recognition.
That's what this has.
It's the first I heard about it.
You got to get out more. But anyway.
I did look it up.
Really?
Yeah. The top 5 world's biggest timber structures, and that is not listed here.
Well, they didn't.
Well, that might be old.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Are you sure about that?
I've been with you too long.
Tillamook Air Museum is one.
Where is that, though?
Like
a different country.
Yeah, different country.
Okay.
Are you saying just in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's different.
No, Michigan. Well, this
right,
is
should be Michigan.
That's right. Let me see.
I still think.
I thought it was the world's biggest all.
Well, that's not the world's because he just said it's not even in the top 5. So,
all right. Somebody from Northern Michigan.
Maybe it's in
help me out on this.
The Midwest.
I thought it was bigger than that. I don't know. But what I'm saying is it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Indoor facility. Great football. Todd, you ready?
Yeah.
The Superior Dome Stadium on campus at NMU.
NMU. Or,
yep. Is the largest wooden dome at 143 feet tall in Michigan.
Thank you!
In Michigan, not the world.
The world, that's very close, though.
Yeah, of course it is.
But to John, Michigan is the world.
Yes, that's true. That is true. In your world, John, it is the largest.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, though, phenomenal facility, okay? They haven't won a football game in like 2.5 years. Haven't won a game. Not a game, okay?
Wow.
Michigan Tech... up in Houghton, Michigan, long ways away.
Yeah.
Outdoor playing, maybe one of the coldest spots in the United States.
Snowiest for sure.
And they just keep winning in all their sports. And it's a hard school. I mean, I told you I looked at going there one time.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And the guy asked me what my highest level of mathematics was. Yeah. And I said 2. He goes, 2. Trig 2? No. Oh, Calc 2.
No.
Wow. What is it? General Math 2.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's amazing for being where the product they turn
That's
out
what
is
I
like,
mean.
It's phenomenal.
And these kids become engineers and these great business degrees and whatever. It's a phenomenal school.
It really is. Yeah.
So I do want to clarify this for John's sake.
Okay.
It is the largest wooden dome in the world.
Thank you.
The largest wooden dome in the world.
Thank you,
Todd. Not the world's largest building, but the largest dome
yes.
in the world.
Thank you.
The largest wooden dome.
In the world. Yeah.
Pull up a picture here for you.
Wow.
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim.
Okay.
You got to get up to the UP. You got to explore UP.
But all I'm saying is that if I were.
See, that's it.
I don't know, man. I would be.
And the inside there, it's all knotty pine. The whole roof, the whole everything. It's like you're in somebody's cabin. It's all knotty pine.
And they had
to
bend that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really quite the thing.
All right. I would do something with that. Because if I don't know what I would do.
I would improve that.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't improve. I would market that differently. Anyway? Right. I would say,
I don't know about this.
I'd have either a, how many people does it seat? About?
I think 10,000.
That's not that many.
Maybe. I don't know.
Permanent seating, 8,000, but it can hold up to 16,000.
Oh, okay. So like the Resch?
Yeah, a little bigger. It's
very close to the Resch.
12.
Yeah.
Resch is 12.
The structure is a geodesic dome.
Geodesic.
Yeah, there you go.
When I was studying for architecture, I learned that.
You knew that.
Right.
781 Douglas fir beams and 108.5 miles of fir decking.
Yeah. Do they have any inside pictures of it, Todd?
I'll see if I can find it.
Is that on your postcards when you go visit the city? Is that
possibly? Like,
boy, I would have to have an event there. I would do something. I'm looking at that thing. It's I'd have to spend.
It's cool.
It kind of looks like something too, like a helmet, like those.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Like, I would do so. I would make that where people would know about it. I would have an event there every year. I don't know what
The dome is cool. My son used to play soccer tournaments up there, Jim. It's used year. I don't know if it has 2 days off in a row.
Oh.
Always soccer tournaments in the winter and the whatever.
Cool.
They use it like you can't believe.
The largest wooden dome in the world.
Yes.
Wow. I think that's like awesome. I do.
Thank you.
I'm surprised.
Am I
vindicated?
Vindicated? I was going to say vilified, but am I vindicated?
Too late. That's interesting.
That's all knotty pine that you see up there.
Are the seats? Are those metal or those wood?
I don't know. That I do not know. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, there are so many cool things in the UP that people don't know. You know, that it's like, wow, that's going to be cool. You should. I just saw a thing about people. A lot of people are into waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
And, Jim, they have no events there. Yeah. Come up with some ideas, Jim, because they don't have any.
I mean, I would do something that would call attention to the largest dome in the world.
They probably have.
It would be the... I don't know, the annual something in the large. Okay. I'd get, anyway.
You'd be a great ambassador for Marquette.
I don't think Jim would enjoy that.
I'd have our different logo on our shirts. Yes. It would all be that dome. And, but even a little committee like Two Rivers, right? They claim that the home of the ice cream sundae. That community with the largest ball of yarn.
So Seymour, home of the hamburger.
Right. It's just cool to have something that your local community is proud of and that it's got far-reaching. What are you laughing about?
Text come in. New name. The Schmidt Dome.
Yeah. But that I think that's great. Johnny, I'm not kidding you. I never heard that in all my years.
So, there you go.
And I think it's just something else to be. Well, that's cool. Because when you go to these mayor's conferences, oh, my God, it's just everybody's got... The biggest, the oldest, the longest, the newest. Just everybody has something to brag about. And sometimes it's we're the fourth. It's like, okay, you're the fourth, whatever. That's not really number one. But, you know, we would obviously take a lot of pride with the Green Bay Packers. But every community, every city, Lexington, just Louisville, everybody's got their shtick. And I just think that's a cool thing that they have.
There you go.
What city is that in?
Marquette.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you got to make a road trip to the UP.
I do. Well, yes.
You really and truly do.
I know.
Actually, you know what's coming up end of January? The ski jumping tournament, Iron Mountain. That's really something to see, too. Especially when they do it at night.
Yeah.
It's really something. And I'll tell you what, you wanted to, I think the two most courageous athletes there are race car drivers, like Formula One type, where they're just down there in those little things. It's just a few pieces of pipe and they strap you in and you go ridiculous. I think because that's like instant death if you crash with those things, it seems like. So that, I think, is really, really something. I think bull riders, rodeo bull riders, are another one that's really crazy.
Man, if those clowns aren't right on. I mean, man, they've There's been some bad stuff that has happened when they jump on you or spear you, or whatever that's called.
I saw a guy get his like chest
gored,
crushed one. Crushed.
Oh, yeah.
The things, you know, when he's stomping around.
Yeah.
He stomped on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was those bulls. They're mad, and then they poke them, get them even more mad. I don't. Why would you want to?
No, that's what I mean. Those cowboys are tough, and there are a lot of them are like little guys. When I was in Arizona, that the professional rodeo would come, just tough, just. But no, they had like no fat. I don't know how that takes it, but just. Just raw boned.
We went to one of those in Oklahoma City, and it was a dome like the one you just showed. Of course, it wasn't as large as the one up in Superior or in Marinette, Marquette. But that's the real deal. You watch it's TV. It looks cool, but if you go there and watch it, that's like wow. Those things are just
unbelievable.
Whipping you around,
and they're angry, and they're
It's like no.
Actually, I got it when I was working in Twin Falls, Idaho. I did a story on the local radio that came to town, or the rodeo that came to town, and I did a story on this girl who's a rodeo clown, and she used to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And I did that story, and CBS picked it up for their feed, as they call it, where other stations could use
Cool.
And the station in Tucson saw that, and that's how they hired me, from that one story. And I always tell kids that you never know who's watching.
Absolutely.
Right.
You never know who's watching, true. Who's driving through town, who might be listening.
We're listening.
Never, ever, ever.
Remember doing a show at WIXX. I was doing weekends at the time, and... program director from Milwaukee was driving through and he heard me. He said, hey, come work for me.
Exactly.
Wow. I never did, but yeah.
But isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's how it works. I always try to tell kids that. Today is roast pig day. What do you call those?
Bunchnickel or bun?
Bunch.
What's it called? Bunchnickel.
Spawn Farkle.
Spawn Farkle.
Okay.
The apple in the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
I don't like that. Same thing. When we were in New York, and my daughter said, oh, we got to go to this great restaurant. They got great seafood. And I ordered this thing, and the head was still on.
Mm. Yeah, that's all right. I mean...
You okay with that?
Yeah. On the fish.
Yeah.
Not on that. Okay. But that pig thing, that's cool when they open up the... whatever, and it's on there, and the apple's in the mouth.
Cold.
And they're, yeah, he's just... And that like whatever that skin or crust is like really hard and then the meat is so moist.
I don't like looking at anything where the head's still on.
Oh.
Do you? You're okay with that?
I go to a pig roast every year. What's it called? A spun, whatever you just said.
Right. Pig roast day, snowflake appreciation day. Christina Aguilera is 44. Katie Holmes is 46. Stone Cold Steve Austin is 60. Brad Pitt is 61. Steven Spielberg, 78, and Keith Richards, 81.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've seen those memes about that, about Keith Richards. It's like, really?
What?
Richard Simmons worked out every day of his life and is dead, and Keith Richards is alive.
Wow.
Come on, something's wrong.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, get a full lineup coming up for you. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 31 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 29 in Oshkosh. Looks like we might be getting, 6 inches of snow this week?
Yeah, tomorrow. What's today, Wednesday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the weekend looks really mild, and then possibly some more snow on Monday. So, I mean, you can't ask for, you know, with everybody traveling, you hate to see things close down and that. But what I was getting to right before the break, we talked about the most dangerous sports, but we're talking about ski jumping.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something special that those guys do that.
It is. But it looks like, it looks easier. You know what I mean? Because you really
looks
just effortless.
It does just go
and you just lean forward.
Yeah.
But remember that guy that forever in Wide World of Sports, the guy that wiped out.
Yeah,
did he get paid for that? They used that for years.
I wonder.
And years.
Huh?
Did he get a result? Come on, you guys, give me
a couple
hundred bucks every time you show that. But yeah, I think everybody thinks about that. But that's a cool sport, ski jumping. I mean,
When you're, you know, if you get there early, like in Iron Mountain, if you get there early and you can stand like alongside of the hill,
right.
I would assume they still let people stand alongside the hill. We used to do that in Ishpeming all the time. And you're standing right there as that thing just comes right by you. I mean, it's amazing. Ski jumping is kind of like, I always say this, like NASCAR racing or auto racing, you got to see, and hockey. Like pro hockey, you got to see those up close and personal. TV doesn't do any of them justice.
I agree.
And either does ski jumping.
There's a lot of things like that it's nice to watch it on TV. It's great to go there and then watch it on TV again because your appreciation's higher.
I mean, you know? I have no problems just sitting watching a football game, basketball game, whatever, whatever. But like pro hockey, you got to go to a pro hockey game and sit fairly close to the boards. For one thing, see how
fast it is.
Big these guys are and how fast they are on the skates. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. And auto racing, same thing, done at Elkhart Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Road America. Mm-hmm. When you stand close to those cars coming by,
it's... And they let you stand pretty close.
Really close. Yep. Really close.
But, yeah, I just think to go to stuff live, and you know, it's not cheap, but to go once in a while, you just the appreciation is better. To
see 100%.
And even football, how hard they hit.
Yeah.
You see it on TV, but, man, when you're down there, it's like, wow, that probably hurt.
Yeah.
Boxing. That's cool.
That's
to
another
see.
One, man. I agree. You see that one posted personal.
Yep. No question. We were going to, I was telling these people we were out to dinner with last night that you and I were going to go to the wrestling thing, which is this Friday. We're not going.
Yeah, I can't pick up my daughter.
We can't do that. But that's cool to see. I went to that with your buddy, with Murphy, to All-Star Wrestling. It wasn't like the Crusher. It was more recently, probably 10 years ago. But that's fun to do, too. Anyway, then you see it on TV. It's like, it's you just, like I said, you just appreciate it more. So I like seeing stuff live at least, you know, a couple times.
I agree. I'm 100% with you. But being like 50 rows up doesn't do it for you. You know what I mean?
Well,
you got to kind of be closer to the action.
I've never seen that skiing live. I think that would be fun to see that. That ski jump you're talking about.
No question.
Do you still do it up there, right?
Yeah. I want to say third weekend maybe of January.
Yeah.
Nordic Mountain, Nordic Hill jumping. Wow. Todd, do you know that one? Ski jumping UP, January.
I'll look it up.
That could be fun.
Yeah, no question about it.
That. Right. Cool.
I'll tell you what I want to do. You know what else is really close to my old neighborhood? You have to drive through. You have to drive right past the house I grew up in Nagani, to get to the luge. There's an actual luge thing up there, which is really, really popular. It's one of the few in the Midwest.
Yeah. There. That's...
Is that the annual Suicide Hill ski jump?
Yeah. Well, there's Suicide, and then there's Pine Mountain are the two big ones in the UP.
Yeah.
When's the Ishpeming? When's the Suicide Hill? Because I'd love to run up there and see it.
Yeah, that'd be fun to do.
The 17th through the 19th.
Okay, that's the one then.
Yep.
I think they called it Nordic now.
It's with the Nordic.
I think they try to get rid of the word suicide a little bit.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. But that's what it was called, Suicide Hill.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't.
Have there been?
I don't think
Oh, it's just a branding thing.
It's just, you must be crazy. Right. It's committing suicide jumping off of that thing. It's one of those kind of things.
Maybe it did happen, and they're like, okay, get away.
I don't know. I don't know.
With the thought in their head.
But, yeah, I want to do that. I want to go up to ski jumping this year.
The key to some people dread, some people dread the winter. It's tolerable if you do stuff like that.
You have to. When I tell people that, when they say about how do you get through the UP in the wind, you have to embrace it.
You do.
You can't sit there and look out the window and say, oh, crap, look at the snow.
Right.
You can't do that.
No.
That will literally drive you crazy after a while.
And I had a sister like that, and I didn't move. And she did. She moved to Florida. She just didn't like the snow. But on the other hand, if you lean into it a little bit, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, sitting at home when it's snowing outside and having a glass of wine and looking. I think that's fun too, but you know, to get out and we have all these ice skating rinks in Green Bay and all throughout our listening area. There's outdoor ice skating. There's
cross country skiing. Absolutely.
And there's a little bit of snowshoeing. I think that's picking up a little bit in some areas, but you got to get into it or else it does become kind of a long
two things I've never done having grown up there. I've never skated.
No.
And because if you played basketball, you weren't allowed to recreationally skate.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
you might get hurt.
Well, one thing, I think they're afraid of losing guys to hockey. You know, that maybe they get so interested, they'll then go into hockey instead of basketball. And we did have one player, a pretty good star player, and he fell and he broke his wrist. I remember that. Mm. And then the coaches put a ban on that if you're playing basketball.
You know, it's probably the form. It's probably those guys got so controlling, they probably didn't want you exposed to that.
Absolutely.
That's what it was.
But I've never cross-country skied.
Well, that's overrated. Yeah.
Is it?
I enjoy like it, but oh my God, it's hard.
It's hard.
You think it'd be really easy?
It's
But you can't really maneuver, so you get to a certain point and you're like, how am I going to go?
Exactly. This is, why don't I take these things off and just walk? Do you know what? I took that class at St. Norbert.
Cross-country skiing?
I did.
How was it?
My dad didn't like that. It was, all we did was go out and cross-country skiing, and she taught us how to make wine, and it was just Yeah, it was.
Well, I think if I had grown up in a different era, I would have been a good biathlete, where they cross country ski, then they have to fire.
That's what's
Olympics. It's almost like where we did rabbit hunting.
Yeah.
But on snowshoes.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I think I could have grown up with that.
You downhill skied though.
Well, just not like I told you, not the, you know, just on
chairlift?
A hill. No, we didn't have chairlifts.
Wow, that's not
skiing. Where do you think
skiing.
I grew up?
Well, that's not skiing.
Mm. It's not skiing. Okay. Mine on the mirror.
Rope.
Back up.
Toll rope. Santa Claus, hanging out.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.